We started today talking about President Trump's rhetoric on North Korea and the threat posed by Pyongyang's nuclear weapons program. This nuclear diplomacy stuff often feels abstract and impersonal and scary. But lately here on The World, we've been trying to meet the people behind the policies, from the scientists who built the bomb to survivors who suffered from its destructive power to the diplomats who try to prevent its future use. The World's Daniel Gross is reporting these stories for what we're calling our Nuclear Family Series. Daniel, what's unusual about the stories you've been finding, do you think?
I think what's unusual about nuclear issues is just that the stakes are almost infinitely high. I mean, we're talking about human survival. So these stories have been dramatic, and some of them have even been cinematic. I spoke to a Hiroshima survivor and a North Korean refugee, and I spoke to the first female commander of a U.S. nuclear missile squadron.
Yeah, I mean, it's really memorable stories. You have another one for us today. What's it about?
Well, May 1st is Independence Day in a small Pacific nation, the Marshall Islands. They were occupied by Japan in World War I, and they were seized by the U.S. during World War II. And in 1946, American scientists started testing nuclear weapons on Bikini Atoll. That's part of the Marshall Islands. Thousands of Marshallese people had to be relocated, and many were poisoned by radiation that still hasn't gone away. So three homesick Bikinians wrote an anthem about their home, and I recently visited Springdale, Arkansas, which is home to the largest Marshallese community in America. This is what they felt about the song.
The song is about a deep sadness and leaving a deep sadness. You have words like helplessness and despair, and I can no longer rest on my own pillow and my own mat. My name is Faith Jivas, and my husband is from Bikini Atoll. My mother is from Runglup Atoll that was affected by the fallout. Sing it at every Bikinian gathering. So if it's a birthday, if it's a funeral, if it's a wedding, whatever it is, Bikini Day, it's sad because a lot of people have never seen Bikini that are Bikinian. We see pictures of Bikini today and it just looks so peaceful. White sandy beaches, clear blue water, palm trees, and it's just the paradise that people are wanting to escape to, and our people had to escape from it. It's contaminated. I was born and raised in America, but I never learned about my own history in the history books. This is a huge piece of history that was classified for so long.
I'm Archie Lewis. I was born in Bikini, 1942.
In March the 3rd of 1946, they were removed from Bikini.
And when
they moved them from Bikini, they moved them to an atoll called Rongrek.
25 seconds, 20 seconds, 15 seconds. Dr. Holloway, leader of the Los Alamos group, and the entire fleet waits in almost agonized tenseness. Now but 5 seconds to go, and many miles away, the raging might of searing flame, crushing force, and deadly radioactive water is seen falling in a killing mist. Seen from the air, the towering waves set in motion appear to be only shallow ripples. The beach at Bikini gets a pounding.
After that, they were moved to Klee Island. The women, they found job at the laundromat. Because of lack of jobs on Klee Island, they began to look elsewhere to see where they can find jobs, the young men, the young women. And that's one of the reasons why there's so many of them here in the United States.
No longer can I stay, it's true. No longer can I live in peace and harmony. No longer can I rest on my sleeping mat and pillow. The thought is overwhelming, rendering me helpless and in a great despair. My spirit leaves, drifting around and far away, where it becomes caught in the current and immense power.
We use a terminology back in the islands called lero, meaning if a woman is falling in love with somebody, it's like that. They have wings and they can fly like birds. That's how he feels. When they sing the song, that's how we feel. Feel like a lero, like a bird that is flown from one island to another. When I heard people sing this song, I cannot help the tears streaming down my eyes. Because what I was brought up with can bring back a lot of memories. It's never going to stop. It's keep on going and on and on and on. Remembering the islands, memories of my home atoll.
Homesick Bikinian Achi Lewis sharing memories of his home atoll. And Adelbert Lauken translating there. The song's main composer, by the way, was Lore Kachibuki. Our story was produced by the world's Daniel Gross. To hear his other stories in our Nuclear Family series, go to pri.org/nuclearfamily. From the Nana Bill Harris Studios at WGBH here in Boston, I'm Marco Werman. We're back with you tomorrow.